Okay, we are learning a new Masechta, Masechta Subas. When we're starting, obviously, we're getting a Masechta. Just a little Hakdama, the Chida in Birkei Yosef and Siman Reish Mem Vav, that's Hilchos Talmud Torah, Sivkat and Vav, talks about different Masechtas there. He writes, Ksubas Koil Kol Talmud. And that's where it comes from. People call it the Shas Katan. Has a lot in the Masechta, a lot of Masechta Ksubas. But you know, in other Masechta also has a lot there. You have to know exactly why it's called Shas Katan. As I state in the Chida, it's Koil Kol Talmud. Now, why is it called Masechta Ksubas? So Masechta Ksubas, the Iker, deals with the Chiyuvim of the Ish to the Isha, and the Isha to the Ish, for example, the Chiyuv to give Mezoinis, the Chiyuv to free her, and the Maisi Adeha, all these things, Maisi Adeha go to him, that's what the Ksubas talks about, all the Chiyuvim, and the Chiyuv of Ksuba, if someone divorces a wife, or he dies, that she gets a certain amount in the Ksuba. So the reason why it's called Masechta Ksubas is because all these dinim are in the Ksuba, all Tanai Ksuba. All those dinim, Mezoinis, and Maisi Adeha, all part of Ksuba. Ksuba, we think, always means just the 200 Zuz, the 200 mana that says, 200 mana that says in the Ksuba. It's more than that. There's the Tanai Ksuba as well, and therefore, the Masechta is called Masechta Ksubas. Now, the lacha is a Pesula gets Messiah mana, and a mana gets 100 mana, that's the Ikedin Ksuba. But again, that's not even Sona Gaya. It's only Gaya if there's a divorce or a death. But the daily life is also Negeya, the Ksuba, because all the Tanoia Ksuba, Yem Nechzitzai Barzel, Nechzim Alug, all those things are included in the Ksuba, and that's why we call the Masechta, Masechta Ksubas. So we start the new Mishnah here. Besula Nisa'as L'Yoyim HaRavi. The Tekanas Chacham was that a Besula means a Isha getting married for the first time, and she's a Besula. She should get married on Wednesday. And this way, she'll have Bia that night, Wednesday night. Va'almano yom chamishi. Almano gets married on the fifth day. Now, why does a besula get married on the fourth day, on Wednesday? And almano gets married on Thursday. We'll see later on in the Gemara because that's a day bracha l'dogim. The bracha was given to dogim in the Torah on that day. That's why on Thursday. But why does a besula get married on Wednesday? Shepamayim b'shabbes bati dinim yerushim v'yaris v'yom hashen v'yom chamishi. Mitekanes Ezra, they sat in Bezdin. Bezdin sat 2 days a week on Monday and on Thursday. And Shemoya Tainas Besulim HaYamashkum LeBezdin. We want to have that the next day there'll be a Bezdin. Why? Because we're worried that, let's say, he's going to have beer with her, and in the Chab, she's not a Besula. She's not a Besula, so it's a Chshash, she did Avera. Maybe while she was Arusa, she was Mezana with someone. And then, if she did it on purpose, she's also to her husband. So we want him to come to Bezdin the next day to report it. Now, if they would get married on Tuesday, and Tuesday night would be the Bia, then it would be 2 days later to Bezdin. By that time, he'll cool down, and he won't be so angry anymore, and he won't go to Bezdin anymore. We want him to be very angry, and therefore, the next day, we want him to have a Bezdin. Therefore, he gets married on Wednesday. This way, the next day, there'll be a Yeshiva's Bezdin, and he'll go to Bezdin. That's why you get married on Wednesday. What? Oh, very good kasha, Sunday. Tomorrow's an Esther kasha. Her Sunday, we also go Monday, because Monday is also a Bezdin. Tomorrow's an Esther kasha, why not Sunday? So, that's why I get married Wednesday. Now, there's 2 points here. First of all, like Tosis asks, even if you come to Bezdin and say she's not a Besula, you can't ask her why it's a sex faker. Sofik if she's in the tacht or not. I mean, sofik if she was Zana while she was a Russo or not. And another sofik is, even if she was, maybe she was an Oinus. If she's an Oinus, she's not also to her husband. So, you're not going to ask her anyway. So, Tosis says, since by Eishas Kayin is only one sofik, because by Eishas Kayin, Oinus is also. The Tosis is a light plug, Rabbana Betakanta. And because Eishes Kayin, they said that you come to Bezdin, you would be asked, it sounds like you'd even be usher over there in such a case. That, not to be usher case. The Tekanah, you get married on Wednesday in that case, even though by Eishes Yisrael you won't be usher, but they made a Tekanah married on Wednesday, all through the Eishes Kayin. That's what Tosis learns. But Rashi has different shot. Rashi answers the Kashas in a way. Rashi says, Umetoich Shiyavoy LeBezdin Yisbar Hadava. Rashi is different. It says like this: we want to go to Bezdin. Once he walks to Bezdin, then maybe it's going to be a coil, and Edom will come. It'll cause Edom to come. That's the reason why we get married on Wednesday, because that will cause it to get nesbarim. That's one point. Another point that Tosis points out there: Liyom Ravi. Tosis says, why don't you get married Wednesday night? Why don't you get married Wednesday day? So Tosis answers because the Gemara Nida says, "Like a ksuba l'ramu b'tigra." There's no such thing as a chasana at a little fight. And they're scared if you do the chasana on Wednesday night, a lot of times it'll be pushed off a little bit because of the fighting about the money. And therefore, whatever the fight is, and therefore it's not going to happen, the bia won't happen that night. Therefore they made the chasana on Wednesday, and therefore they were married by Leil Chamishi, they already had the bia by Leil Chamishi, and therefore it'll be Shaila of Besulim then. Then if they don't find Besulim, they come to Besulim the next day. Zach to Gemara. That's the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said clearly that the reason why you're married on Wednesday is because to go to Besulim. Amar Rav Yosef. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yosef says b'shem is Rebbe, Rav Yehuda b'shem Shmuel. Why is a psula married on Wednesday? Since it says in the Mishnah later on that the halacha is that it, when they decide to get married, they get 12 months to get ready for the chasana. She gets ready to get her tachshitim ready, get the house ready, and he gets ready to get the panasa ready. They have a year to get ready. It reached 12 months and he didn't take her in, he didn't give her a chuppah. She starts eating from his zainus. She starts eating from his zainus. She even can start eating chuma because they're supposed to be married. She can start eating chuma because really a madaraisa, arusa eats chuma. It comes to this time after a year, he has to be married by then. If not, she'll start eating zainus already. So yachol hegia zman be'echa b'shabbos. Let's say the 12 months ended on a Sunday. So Yochel, he gives man bechav b'shabbos, he ma'al lo mezoynis. You'll be give her mezoynis. The kach shenu with besulah nesas yom ravi. Therefore, it says besulah nesas yom ravi, and you have till Wednesday till you start eating mezoynis. Now, this Gemara portion doesn't read. Question: the Gemara is going to ask is we'll see what the Gemara asks. But stam, the reason is maybe why do we say besulah nesas yom ravi? Because it's Allah gives man nisu. And that would you think on Sunday already you get mezaynis? Kamash on Wednesday. That's not a reason why you get married on Wednesday. So we'll talk about that soon. Well, let's see what the Gemara asks. So Gemara says, why is psul necessary in Avi? Why? Because higiyas mam leinisu. You would think that you get mezaynis ready on Sunday because you're supposed to get married. Terry says, no, I can't get married till Wednesday, so you don't get mezaynis till Wednesday. Oh, a year later, what?
Why are you married on Sunday?
No, because the tavul in Osi was 12 months before that on a Sunday. 12 months to the day landed on a Sunday. Here you say, no, I can't get married, so you have to wait till Wednesday. There's a saying in Yiddish, Ayar mit mitvach. Ayar mit mitvach. You have to wait a yar mit mitvach because you have to wait till Wednesday. That's the saying comes from this Gemara. It's a year and a Wednesday, you have to wait till Wednesday. Al Kaponim, that's the Gemara says. Frek Gemara, I'm Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef has a kasha. Rashi Tup Shatim, either he forgot his learning, so he was shver on this memra that he said over, or he's asking a kasha on his Rebbe. I'm Rav Yosef, Mori Davram, which means Rabbanu Shlalom. I understand what you're saying. Toli Tanya, Bloy Tanya. You're being titled something that's Mefurish, but it's not Mefurish. So first of all, I ask Kasha, hey Tanya, hey Tanya, which one's Mefurish, not Mefurish? Ha Tanya, ha Tanya. Both of these things are Mefurish, Mishnayis. Ella, this is what I mean to ask, where he says, Toli Tanya, Mefurish, Taima, but you're titled Mefurish, Taima. Our Mishnah says the reason, and you're being titled something that doesn't say the reason. So don't understand? So it's more than change the memory a little bit. Now, the problem is, it's more than just Tanya, but Loi Tanya. It didn't even read the Gemara, L'chayr HaFirashi. It didn't even read. The Gemara didn't explain why you get married on Wednesday. It's more than just that it says already there the reason, here it doesn't say the reason. It doesn't make sense. So Tosis Dir Maslam Apnei has a different shot in the Gemara. He says, the Gemara Dir Maslam Apnei is on the bottom. Tosis says, Ein Shoyla Tam Loma Nisus Bravi. The Gemara wasn't asking why you get married on Wednesday. That's what the Gemara was asking. The Gemara, because they didn't answer anything. The Gemara was asking, what's the nafka mina to get married on Wednesday? So Gemara answers, nafka mina is gavim mizaynis on chuma. On that, the nafka mina is gavim mizaynis on chuma, you don't eat it till Wednesday. On that, the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Our Gemara says what nafka mina is to get married on Wednesday. Nafka mina is the gavim going to Besdin. So you don't have to come out to do nafka mina. It says nafka mina. That's Gemara's kasha. It makes it a little better, a little more readable, the Gemara. Akaponim, so Gemara's kasha is, you've been told Tanya, v'loy Tanya, which means, you tell you that something has a reason, we ask for another reason. Why does a besula get married on Wednesday? If he had a time besula, he'll wake up next morning to Besdin and it won't be cooled off yet. She get married on Sunday then. Monday is a Besdin. Get married on Sunday. And for the Gemara, Shoktu Chachomim Al Tekonas Benoit Yisrael. Besdin was careful with the Benoit Yisrael, which means Shoktu literally means they watched. They were careful about the Tekonas Benoit Yisrael. She had Tarech Besuda Shlosh Yom. We wanted the Benoit Yisrael to prepare the Chasana, the Geshmaka, delicious Chasana, for 3 days. Echad Veshabbos, Veshem Veshabbos, Veshabbos. Revi'i Koinza. If you made a Chasana earlier in the week, then you don't have time to cook. I cook before Shabbos. They didn't have a refrigerator those days. And the food would get spoiled by then. Maybe you have a way to figure it out, how to keep it fresh, but it won't be the same. You want to have a good 3 full days to be able to prepare for the chasana. Therefore, they misakin it when they have a choice. Sunday or Wednesday, they made it on Wednesday. But yes, yeah, so Alkan, that's now we know Pshat in the Gemara, like this. But play ma omru v'su nasir yomavi. Why? Because, and our Mishnah only says the reason is because, because of Tanis Basulim. On that, you could have got married on Sunday. That we say that they added on a shtickle of Shaktu. That therefore you can't get married Sunday, you get married Wednesday because of Shaktu. So now we understand the Mishnah of a Gia's man. That we said, the Gia's man, and he get married. And the halacha is, she can start eating mezainis from him, and can start eating truma. So a Gia's man be'echav b'Shabbos, if the time, 12 months ended on a echav b'Shabbos on a Sunday, it's just like he can't, because you can't marry her now, that is the memra of Rav Yosef, Shem Rav Yehuda and Shmuel. He changes it a little bit, that the chiddush is to explain why you don't get married on Sunday and dafka Wednesday, and therefore, and on Sunday you didn't get married, you still will not get mezainis until Wednesday, because that's the takonas chachamim that you wait till that day. Agav, the bottom place has a question. Says, I'll tell you why Wednesday is a mile over Sunday, because it's the beer is Sunday night, that's Thursday, and Thursday is a day where bracha l'dogim has a bracha l'dogim that day. Just like we said, by a mamana gets married on Thursday. I'll tell you why Thursday is better, because it's Wednesday night, it's Thursday, and Thursday is a better day, it's more bracha than a day. So Taisa says that wouldn't be a reason they got the Kanas Chachamim that you'd be called a Varian. This is a real Kanas Chachamim, like we're going to learn later on. Like a part of this, we need to explain why the real Takana. And the real Takana is because of Shaktu together with waking up for Besdin, and therefore Wednesday is the day to get married. So what came out in our Gemara? That when it comes to Gia's Man Vlainisu, if there's an Inis why he couldn't get married, that you don't have to give him mezainis. For example, here, he wants to get married Sunday, but the Kanas Chacham is going to get married Wednesday. So she does not get mezainis until Wednesday because this is the Kanas Chacham. The Fikach, Zakar Rav Yosef, I want to add you a halacha on this. The Fikach, Chalahu, if he gets sick and he can't be kainiser, Oisha Chalsahi, or she gets sick and they can't get married, Oisha Pirsa Nida, or she became a Nida, Eina Maila La Mezainis. He's not Mechuyev to give her mezainis. Why? Because it's an oinus. What do you want from me? I'm ready to do it. I got sick, which I do. Or you got sick, or you're a nida. Therefore, we can't, we're not mechuyev. We see here that if you wanted to do it, there was something, there's something ma'ak of you, something stopping you, you don't have to give him a zainus. Now, it says over here, pierce a nida. What's wrong with pierce a nida? Why can't you get married by pierce a nida? What's wrong with getting married by a nida? You might say, well, what's wrong with getting married when you're a nida? Or why can't get married by a nida? You can make a chuppah of this. Chuppah's nida. Ever heard of chuppah's nida? This thing. Dr. Ran. Dr. Ran, here in the beginning of the Masechta, Ika the Aleph Mahacha, some learn from here, the Chuppah Hainu Yichud, Chuppah means Yichud, Lafuke going to Yomakoim, Lafuke bringing it onto the Chuppah, Chuppah means Yichud. Lafisha Pirsanida, Veloy Baal, Asura Lehis Yached. And since this is Pirsanida, and there was no Bia, Asura Lehis Yached, Gemila Kamon, Luyoshma Yenoshim, then I'll have Yichud. And he says, "Do you understand? Also, Ishtar Yisrael and Hashem love as chuppah. Ainim ve'ainim alam zaynis. Even this the chuppah love hain yichud. Lama ainim alam zaynis. Al chazan asun fizeh. Zok deran emach lisan akal chuppah at shi'atar. V'rab al ita hoysev. And then says v'chein das haRambam. The Ram also holds like that. Al kaponim he goes with the whole tumble about the shi'as haRambam by chuppah snida. According to the Rambam, chuppah snida is not a good chuppah. So al kaponim." The Ram brings the Raya from here. You have to say what's Pshat? You hold not like the Rambam. How we pass not like the Rambam? So what's heading this Gemara? You have to say that she was like, it's like being sick. She wasn't interested in getting married while she's in Ida, and therefore that was the ikuv. That was the stopping. We're saying that the mezainis l'maisa, he's not mechuyev to give mezainis.